Rundown today is August 8th. Brought to you by
which camera do we look into?
It does not matter.
It's also September.
You should not be looking into any
September 8th.
Got
it's it. September 8th. The rundown brought to you by SeatGeek. I'd like to read you guys. They sent me a nice bottle of Dom Perignon today to the office, so that was nice, SeatGeek. Hashtag GoPresGo. Congrats on the new office. Don't let Club Cool get to you. You can always count on us for tickets. Ian at SeatGeek. P.S. We also send our rebates via PayPal. So shout out to...
You going to open it?
Nope.
There was Dom Perignon in the suite at Kanye, so...
I'm sure there was. By the way, Rico Bosco, shout out to you. Figure that out on our Pick'em show.
We didn't, but...
We sort of did. SeatGeek, all your ticket needs. I've said this a million times, by the way. I hate that TV there because like delayed and fucking my entire mojo up.
You got to remember that we have very small brains.
But
so.
It's like, I do not like that. Look, watch what I'm doing right now. It's not, thank you.
That's how you win an Emmy. That's
how you win an Emmy.
SeatGeek, all your ticket needs. That's what all of our shows use. So you get a $20 rebate. You can do it via PayPal. That's what they just said. So you don't have to actually wait for the mail. They'll PayPal you the $20. Go there. They organize all the tickets by basically the value. So it's not necessarily front row tickets. It's not necessarily back row. It's whatever you're getting the most bang for your buck. SeatGeek.com. Use the code RUNDOWN. You get $20 off your first purchase. Download the app. I love SeatGeek, so do SeatGeek. All right, on to the stuff. Also, just stop looking. I'm trained to look that way. I'm trying to look at you guys. I'm trying to do that.
You like what you see?
Paralyzed guy. So this one around the office, the Paralympics are on. We have the guy with the torch bearer. He's walking. He's clearly paralyzed. Serious life issues. It's a she, by the way. And then she just goes down. Ton of bricks. legs everywhere, arms everywhere, crutches on the ground, the torches.
Do you know what I think that she was trying to do was have her like big triumphant moment and it just fell apart.
So this went around. I saw it today. Gaz, he's like, here.
I showed it to Gaz.
Yeah, so all right, so you had it. I guess you were getting close to blogging it. You're like, I can't do it, it's too mean. I think K. Marco said the same. He's like, I have it, too mean. I saw it and I was like, shit. I got to blog it.
That's your wheelhouse, though.
Being mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have blogged that in a fucking...
Oh, well, you're a heartless motherfucker.
Here's the thing. I mean, listen.
That person could have not got up and could have, like, convulsed. And you would have been like, I'm blogging.
No. If she died, you'd be talking different. Paralympics is all about them, like, competing and being just like everybody else. And if someone in the regular Olympics fell down, we would fucking laugh at them.
The reason why I didn't blog it...
She does not want to be laughed at.
The reason why I didn't blog it was like 10:30 at night. I was watching the Cubs. I was motherfucking Matt Garza. And I was... You know when you're like late at night and you're like, if I post this, then I got to be ready for war for the rest of the night. And I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're like, the shit might come down and you can't go to sleep till like you fight till the last end. And I didn't want to do that.
It was a classic Wedding Crashers, which I wrote like Nature versus Nurture. Nature always wins. Like, there is no way
you can laugh. It's a hilarious video. You cannot laugh at it.
I tried to make a video of you loud, Sean. I was like, come watch this. And I was going to pull the clip of you laughing at it. And you just sat there stone-faced.
I didn't know if there was going to be something wrong.
The paralyzed person turned into a...
I was looking at it not from like a, is this funny or not? I was just like, I didn't know what you were going to throw at me.
From an Emmy. You were like looking for the...
I was locked in.
Okay, fair enough.
Like Paralympics, throw the girl a bone. She has to walk like a full fucking football field.
And don't they
have
to
walk
that?
Like 20 feet?
Yeah, shouldn't they be like, hey, let's see if you can walk, you know, 50 yards before we put you on TV with a fucking flame in your hand.
You know
I'm
what?
Not laughing.
I'm laughing. We would have laughed at this 5 years ago.
I'm still laughing. I laughed at the whole time.
Let me ask you this. If that's Shay Clancy, you laughing?
Like, I'd probably, maybe that's, not that's in the moment,
now I'm laughing even
not
more.
In the moment, that, but like afterwards, what, I'd be like, that was pretty funny.
That's the only people I said, if that's like your daughter, your sister, your mother, and people are like laughing, you take their eyeballs and you eat them. Outside that,
you also lose the like savage gate. You had no idea. That was totally blown out of proportion. Yep. You saw a funny picture, you blogged a funny picture. tough to do that when it's the Paralympics.
If someone came at me, I'd still be like, oh, I thought it was just the opening ceremony.
I thought it was just a regular guy.
Yeah. But I did bounce back, and I have this one already ready to go. So this Pirates pitcher last night won his first game, and you know, I'm not a mushy guy. I don't like mushy shit. I like funny shit. But the dad is in the crowd watching. It was actually a really cool moment. I don't know that you can even say anything about it, except it brings us back like, oh, look at these guys. They make fun of the paralyzed person who just was the luggage all over the track.
This is a PR move.
PR.
Yeah. Right. So right. Made fun of the paralyzed guy, and then the people that can really walk, we celebrate.
Yeah. Like, look at these fortunate people.
Who
are having
all their
a great
faculties.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What a
so,
moment.
Yeah. It was quite a moment. So, again.
Not enough of those moments.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we need
more of those.
More. And honestly, people I don't disagree. The paralyzed person getting up, that was a moment.
Yeah.
You know what? Also, to go back to it, great camera work, probably an Emmy Award winner. They panned right away to the crowd. I got the chick real quick.
Subway. Are you guys taking the Subway?
Can I say something before we even get into this? When you sent the email saying Subway is 15% skin, I thought it was Subway the restaurant, and I still was like, yeah, I'd probably eat there.
So it's actually the New York Subway. Scientists have come forward and said the New York transit system, the Subway, the air in the Subway is made up of 15% of human skin. Let's forget the fact that doesn't even make sense, how the air can be skin. That will never make sense in my
it's
brain.
It's dry skin. You,
but it's in the air?
Yeah.
So
you like when you have dry skin,
like when you
it's
had
like,
your beard dandruff and you went like this, it was like floating into the air.
But you could see it.
Yeah. Right, but it's like
but there's
tiny particles.
Right.
It's,
right,
like it's like the poop water in Brazil. Like you can't see, I mean, you could see.
All right, so you guys are the, you guys,
huh?
What?
Did you just fart?
No, it's this.
Oh.
You guys are the.
That would have been a ballsy move on day two in the new chairs.
You guys are the ones who ride the Subway.
Yo,
I don't
let me
deal
take
with this.
Because I've
you
been dealing
it.
With this. Two back-to-back blows for Team Subway with the cockroaches, or whatever they were, and now this. This is disgusting. This is way worse than the animals naked on the floor and bums pissing and stuff. Whatever. All that I can deal with. When you see like microscopic skin, you see those little fucking
you're
creepy
eating
crawlies.
You're eating skin.
That
you come
is
in here, it's like,
not
Kevin,
good,
you
man.
Want bagel
well,
Monday?
You're getting it
no,
now.
I'm full.
Yeah,
what?
Because like I'm never gonna wash my hands off the Subway. Just like, hey, Dave.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's true. Nobody washed their hands.
You didn't think that was going.
That was over the line.
That was.
That was a little over the line. I went like this. I towed right over the line.
There's a certain decorum
it went into
that
your,
we have.
Into his mouth. Oh, if you touched his face, the finger
I'll
went
admit,
into his mouth.
I'll admit that certain, was a. That this, was yeah.
There's a certain decorum that even just, this show has.
But you know
that
what?
You just went
you
over
know
the
what?
Line.
People complain that we're not as funny when we're in person.
That was fine.
Couldn't have done that on Skype.
That was fine.
Couldn't have just wiped my hands on your face. As disgusting as the Subway is, though, I'm going to lose some weight because now I'm standing for like 40 minutes a day, which is like 7,000 times more standing than I've ever done.
Speaking of that, I asked Gaz this. He didn't know. I'm doing my pizza reviews a day. Shout out to Davey Page who's pizza reviews a day. Am I actually, that? People are getting fat, but if I just do one slice, I think
no,
that's actually skinny.
Yeah.
Right? That's
yeah,
not a huge lunch.
Probably need
well,
more
here's
calories.
What happened. I saw you do it yesterday. You opened up the box of donuts and you said no.
Right.
If you keep your normal diet and just add on a slice of pizza, that's not going to be
but
good.
But a slice of pizza for lunch a day, that's not.
No, I think it's more like the cholesterol shit, which is all bullshit anyway.
I don't give a fuck about
just
that.
Just gets you to pay doctors.
Let's do a commercial break, second commercial. I don't know that we do that. I keep looking, expecting you to see you guys on the screen. Now it's just black. We have these two cameras that don't look like cameras. I don't like it. I got to get used to it. I don't know what to think. Incest story. I blogged this. Kind of a weird one. You don't hear this every day. So a mother was arrested because she divorced her son and then married her daughter. Awesome. You don't hear those. Like, generally with incest, it's like, oh, she married her daughter, her son. One's enough. But when you're, like, starting to do divorces and there's divorce court and lawyers and it's like now, what a weird scene we got here. And they're both wearing, like, Superman shirts, the daughter and the mother.
Prep school face.
Prep school, big time. Big time. That face was, like, stay out of my business.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is the daughter getting married to the mother because she's so clearly a pawn in this situation. Like, the true love here is the mom and the son, right?
Right.
Like, that was a move to say, fuck you, I'm going to divorce you, but I'm going to marry your sister.
But because we're talking about a big family here, that could be a fuck you move to the brother from the sister.
Oh, also true.
Because you could have a sibling rivalry. So this dance goes around and around.
And now that we're talking this out, they're going to have a threesome.
I got to be honest, there's a lot of things I can live with. Incest, I'm out.
Oh, you know what I was going to say? The total opposite. Listen, here.
So
this,
gross.
This is my hot take.
You're in on incest?
If not me. I'm saying like, if a bunch of fucking people in Alabama want to bang each other, I don't
give a
shit. It's
actually probably better for the world.
You guys inbreed and go.
They'll stay out of my
gene pool. You have your own incest retarded gene pool and stay out of mine.
You're surfing porn. Hot.
That's all the time, by the way. I hate it.
I don't care how hot the porn model. If they put incest on the title, I just don't even.
But isn't it?
Even though I know it's not. Even though I know it's not. It's like, I don't. I'm out.
I'm not in on it in that sense. I'm just saying, if these mom and dad, brother, sister, all want to bang each other, go ahead. I don't care.
The fact that you believe this story and still don't believe the 700-pound woman, like, these are hand in hand.
This is the kind of world.
I don't know. Oklahoma. Yeah, no, I guess. Kim Jong-un. Even I knew I butchered that name. Kim Jong-un has banned sarcasm. Great. Like the move, hate the move, big cat.
Love the move.
Great.
I mean, you can't say anything to him now. I mean, what are you going to say? Hey, Kim. Good job. You get killed for that.
Listen, nobody's
you get killed for that.
Nobody's more team Kim Jong.
Yeah. It's a great move. He banned speech.
This is also a self-awareness move. Kim Jong's in his meetings, realizing jokes are going over his head. People are laughing at him. You're going to get blown up with an anti-aircraft carrier. And No more jokes. That's the best part, though.
First of all, anybody who has the balls to be like, hey, I'm going to make a joke to Kim Jong-un, even though two weeks ago, he's fucking anti-aircraft, like somebody for sitting with not enough respect.
Imagine walking in and be like, hey, Kim, nice haircut, man. Yeah, looks good.
Yeah,
good
job. And then you got to like really sell it. Last one, Dani Mathers, she's a playmate. She's at the gym, takes a picture of a naked lady in the back, 70 years old, you're obviously not going to be bringing your A game. And she, I didn't know they did this actually in the women's locker room. Like, men's locker room, there's fucking old dudes.
Old dudes in the men's locker room are the worst. Yeah. They just want, prefer to not have a towel.
Yeah, they want the dicks hanging out everywhere, asses everywhere. So that's men's room shit. Happened in the women's room, old lady, she takes a picture, the playmate, she's like, this is something I can't unsee. Well, they track down the lady, the 70-year-old woman, who is now pressing charges against the playmate. What do you got, KFC?
I'm torn here. On one hand, I don't like people snapping anonymous pictures. I also don't like that you're like bashing this 70-year-old woman. Like you said, she's not bringing her A game. She's fucking old.
Right.
Pressing charges. They had to find the woman to show her the picture. Ignorance is bliss. That woman could have just gone on with her life and never even known that she was made fun of. Kick her out of the gym. Shame her on the internet. Official legal charges, too much.
Where she fucked up is the legal charges, instead of doing that, set up a GoFundMe. You'll be a millionaire overnight.
That is true.
She still can
do that.
That's
2016. Yeah. When you get shamed on the internet like that fat guy who, like, they took a picture of him dancing at a concert, and then he just fucked every hot chick and had his own, like, party, do that.
It's also, I think, a bigger story because the girl's pretty who did the picture.
Yeah,
There's no stronger bonding than ugly chicks. Mm-hmm. Like, ugly chicks will go arm in arm, and like, and if they think a fat chick or a dude, I mean, a hot chick or a dude is, like, coming at them, that's an army.
That's why Emily Austin got the scorn of a million
sons. If a pretty blonde girl says something, she's
it's over. Right, it's especially over. Like a pretty blonde playmate making fun of a 70-year-old gross. Now, I bet that 70-year-old gross was never good looking. Because if she was good looking, she'd probably kind of laugh it off. That was probably a 70-year-old gross who's, by the way, I don't know whether it'd be like clap or like take a break. Like, well, why are you going to the gym at 70?
Right.
Like, go to the shuffleboard court.
Just die.
Right. Yeah, just give up. That was mean.
Yeah.
Just die.
I'm just saying.
You are a mean dude.
Whatever.
You're pretty mean, too.
like Mr. fucking Sunshine over here. I'm saying this. When I'm 70, I'm not going to the gym. I'm sitting there waiting for death.
Me neither. All right. That's the show. Anything? Rundown? Anything?
Saw Kevin Spacey today.
Yeah, you said that. At Starbucks.
What a weirdo that dude is.
That guy
makes me uncomfortable.
Power move by Kevin Spacey. Like a 100-pound golden retriever in line in Starbucks. You can't do that.
I honestly think
it was like a really busy Starbucks. Kevin Spacey's just standing there with his fucking dog.
I honestly think anything goes in New York. Today, I wanted to bring this up, and I know a wise-ass answer may come, but so I jumped in a cab to come to the office. I tell the fucking guy the address. I'm like,
why don't you take Ubers?
Because it was easier. I should, but I just got out. The cabs are faster. Like, sometimes the Uber is like 5 minutes. There's a million cabs where I live, so it's just like, cab, hey, let's roll. Give them the address, West 27th. I'm not really paying attention. I'm on the phone, making deals, closing shit, doing what I do. And I noticed we're at 34th Penn Station, stuck in traffic. So I'm like, dude, where the fuck are you going? The guy spoke no English. We're going to like 54th.
This is why you take Ubers.
But
put it in
these cab drivers.
You keep complaining about cab drivers. Why does Ubers don't exist?
Why doesn't cab driver? Breaking news: cab drivers in New York don't speak English,
but they don't
and they take you for
like,
a ride.
They don't even fucking ask. If you didn't hear me,
because they were like, oh, there's a sucker that I'm gonna take for a ride.
Just go straight and drive. And how about the New York do Ubers? Put it in so when you can get in, I don't have to talk because you can't understand me and I can't understand you. And now I'm sitting in traffic. I had to fucking walk. I'm sweating my balls off here. It's a fucking disaster.
Take an Uber. Like, you're basically saying you can't have the foresight to be like, all right, I'm leaving in 5 minutes. Like,
I just
grab my last shit, call the Uber, then I'll go
out. The fact that Davey Page views will, like, stand on the corner with his hand out till a fucking loser comes and picks him up.
Loser takes 2 seconds. What I can't believe is the city that hasn't figured out how to, like, help people.
They have. It's called Uber.
But Ubers don't come that quick.
Eat some skin.
Yeah, on the subway. All right, subway is the answer. Okay, that's the answer.
Skin air.
Anything else?
It's a rundown.
It's a rundown.
It's a rundown.